Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God today for our gathering on this Good Friday. It's Good Friday, y'all. My God. Good Friday. Good Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Today is day 39 of our 40-day journey. Just one more day left. One more day left. And today is significant during Holy Week, where the world pauses to recognize the fact that Jesus Christ died, hallelujah, on an old rugged cross for us. The emblem of suffering and shame. But we'll cherish that old rugged cross. Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you all for joining us live on the prayer line. And thank you for those who will be listening later today. A lot of Good Friday activities going on throughout our region. I encourage you to get to a Good Friday service on today. Make your focus about Jesus. First Baptist will be holding its Good Friday service tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. We've got some dynamic preachers that are going to be coming through. Definitely want you all to come and be a part of watch online. Well, beloved, there is a word from the Lord. And that word this morning is coming to us from 1 Peter, book of 1 Peter chapter 2. And I want to read in your hearing verses 22 through 25. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Oh, I love it. I love it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about, look what he did. Look what he did. Beloved, Vanessa Bell Armstrong has a song that says, nobody but Jesus. That Jesus, hallelujah, is the one. I'm gonna play that later today. Amen. Nobody but Jesus could do what he did. In fact, in John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist, as he was getting ready to relinquish his pathfinder's position to Jesus, John the Baptist points at Jesus and says, look, or behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now we have in the book of 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter testifying that Jesus has set an example for us to follow. Even when we endure hardships, even when we have to endure suffering, remember what Jesus already did for us. Look at what Jesus did. Nobody could die, hallelujah, like Jesus. Why? Because Jesus carried a weight that no one else could bear. Look what he did. Look what he did for you. Look what he did for me. Thank God that Jesus did it for us. So the relevant question this morning, beloved, is what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Well, beloved, first thing I want to show you is in verses 20 and 21, it says, if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. We were called to this because Christ suffered for you, leaving an example that we should follow in his footsteps. So three things quickly I want to lift up, beloved, on this Good Friday. Three things. Number one, he carried the weight of sin, but never complained about it. Look what he did. He carried the weight of sin, but did not complain about it. Look at verses 22 and 23. Bible says that he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. Hallelujah. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. And when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. I love it, beloved. I love it. He never complained. He never said anything out of sorts. He just carried the weight of sin. He did not lift up his suffering in order that he would not discourage those, that's us, who would follow him. He's setting the example for us. Look what he did. He didn't complain about what he was going through. He just knew that there was a just judge who would be there to bring forth what God would eventually want us to have and possess. Now, what's interesting, beloved, is the Apostle Peter is quoting from Isaiah 53. In fact, Isaiah 53 and 9 says he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth, yet Jesus said nothing, did not retaliate, no threat. What that means for us, beloved, instead of complaining about it, just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Look what he did. He carried the weight of sin on the cross, and he never complained about it. But then the second thing, beloved, that we see is not only did he carry the weight of sin and never complained about it, but he carried the weight of sin so that we wouldn't be consumed by it. He carried the weight of sin so we wouldn't be consumed by it. Look at verse number 24. Verse 24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body and on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Here the Apostle Peter again quotes from Isaiah 53. He talks about the fact that he bore our sins, and by his wounds, by his stripes, we have been healed. Jesus carried the weight of sin so that we wouldn't be consumed by sin, but so that we might be found on course to live for righteousness. In other words, he died on the cross. He went to the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. Look what he did. He bore it for us so so that we wouldn't carry. And he carried our sins so that we could live to be saved. Jesus took your place. Do you know what I'm telling you? He took your place. Look what he did. He took your place. He carried your sins. He carried your sins so that he could save your soul. He bore our punishment so that we would not be consumed by it. So he never complained about it, and he didn't want us to be consumed by it. So he carried the weight of the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look what he did. Jesus, thank you. He never complained. He never hurled insults back so that we would not be discouraged when we went through suffering. He wasn't consumed by it. He bore it so that we wouldn't have to carry it. And he carried it, carried our sins so that we could live to be saved. But then the final thing, beloved, this blessed my spirit this morning, Good Friday. Final thing is, not only did he carry the weight of sin, but never complained about it. And not only did he carry the weight of sin so that we wouldn't be consumed by it, but he carried the weight of sin so that we would return to the shepherd of our souls and be convinced and convicted from it. He carried the weight of sin so that we would return to the shepherd of our souls and be convinced and convicted from it. Look at verse 25. Verse 25. Here's some more quotes from Isaiah. Isaiah 53. He says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned," hallelujah, "to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Sheep going astray. That's reminiscent of Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. That Jesus said, I'm the shepherd. I'm the shepherd. When whatever the sheep start going astray, the shepherd gets into action. He starts to do some things so that the sheep would be saved. And in saving the sheep, the shepherd is working to convince the sheep and convict the sheep. He convinces us what? That he loves us. We are now convinced that when he died on the cross, that the shepherd of our souls has convinced us that he truly loves us. But he didn't stop there. Not only are we convinced by the shepherd's love, but then we are convicted to live a life worthy of suffering. We are convinced to live a life worthy of his suffering. Look at verses 15 and 16 of 1 Peter chapter 2. Here's what it says, and then I'm praying. It says, "For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." Look what he says. "Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves." The slaves. In other words, I am now convinced to live a life worthy of the suffering that Jesus did on Calvary's cross. And I am now convinced, I'm now convinced that Jesus loves us more than anything in this world because he died for us. Look what he did. He never complained about it, didn't want us consumed by it, and he wanted us to be convinced and convicted from it. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you did. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on this Good Friday grateful for your sacrifice, grateful for dying on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord, that you hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Thank you, Lord God, that you bowed your heads in the locks of your shoulders, gave up the ghost, And it is from that moment on, Lord Jesus, that the penalty and power and presence of sin has been paid for by your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for every nail. Ah, thank you, Jesus, for every thorn on your head. Thank you, Jesus, for the sword that went into your side. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on Good Friday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look what he did. He died for you and for me. He gave his life as a ransom so that we might be set free. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus is the one. Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you glory and praise on Good Friday. And Lord God, we're going to honor what you did by living a life convinced of your love and convicted to live a life worthy of the suffering that you bore on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord God, that you didn't allow us to be consumed by it. And thank you, God, that you never complained about it, but you gave us an example of how to go through hardship, how to suffer and endure, knowing that victory is on the other side. God, we love you today and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God be praised. Listen, look what he did for us. He did some amazing things. It's Good Friday, y'all. And it's a Good Friday because of what Jesus did. Y'all be blessed. Get to church today. Sometime today, and definitely get there this weekend. I'll talk to you in the morning for our last prayer call of these 40 days. Be blessed. Amen.